chemistry. Photosynthesis then is using photons to drive the fixation of carbon, turning gaseous carbon dioxide into complex organics. That process then is using up a lot of energy, 478 kilojoules per mole, which is being provided by the incoming photons. So we're driving unfavourable reactions. The actual mechanistic details behind photosynthesis are really quite interesting. So if you're looking for light reading sometime, go and have a look at the good biochemistry of photosynthesis. It's quite funky stuff what biology's come up with in terms of channeling photons into the right places and coupling all the redox processes together to make carbohydrates. Now, I'm putting in squiggly brackets CH2O at the moment as our piece of organic matter. Down the track, we'll end up with a more complicated formula for our average piece of biology. This organic matter is the reductant then, which is then oxidised back to CO2, and that releases energy, which then is able to drive other processes. So what we've done is we've taken carbon dioxide, which is a very stable molecule, we've turned it into a less stable molecule, and we're using energy to do that, coming from the sun. We then take this molecule, which contains the energy as bond energy, and we release it back again as we drop back to carbon dioxide. So our normal sink for the electrons, because of this guy then, is going from 0 to plus 4. We're releasing electrons. The normal sink for those electrons is oxygen. And in the carbon cycle, what we're doing then is supplying electrons to lots of other element cycles. So we can be supplying them to oxygen, we could be supplying them to iron, we can supply them to sulfur. So this is a linking of the